This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we have a group that has been with us once before. Bossa Nuevo is the name of the group, and as their name implies, they do a combination of bossa nova and tango nuevo. We'll probably touch on that again, and hear a couple of tunes in advance of their performance Sunday evening at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, which is located in the old post office building in downtown Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock Sunday. And then fresh off of a gig last night at Millikan University and on his way to Palatine, Illinois, is a singer-songwriter named Dave Tamkin, originally from Chicago, currently living in Denver. He'll be joining us live in the studio for the later portion of the show. Hope you'll enjoy it. It's Live and Local. That was a performance of a tune called Shadow Thief by Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovic, who are a duo that have been in Champaign-Urbana a few times. They were on the show sometime last year, and we'll try to get them on again. And we'll let you know as soon as I know when they show up again. I seem to find out about it a little late, as it happens, but not too late at all to find out about a gig that is coming up on Sunday in downtown Urbana at the Independent Media Center there, 6 o'clock, a performance by Bossa Nuevo. Do I have all those times right, I hope? Who are with us in the studio right now. They were here sometime last year. Actually, we had a couple of conversations with members, but we had the whole group here last year, and we've got four of their members with us right now. They're all students at the University of Illinois School of Music, in mostly in jazz, and some undergraduates, some graduate students, and we're very happy to have them back. Glad you could come in.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, and then later on in the show, second part of the show, we'll have a singer-songwriter who I haven't met yet. His name is Dave Tamkin, and I enjoyed some of his performances that I saw on his website. He was just performing at Millikan University last night. He'll be playing in Palatine either Saturday or Sunday, and he's going to come in and share some songs with us in the later half of the show. So a nice full program for you that I think you'll enjoy. So the members who are with us of Bossa Nuevo, Mick Templeton is the sax player, George Turner is the guitarist, Lara Driscoll is a jazz pianist. Yeah, Lara Driscoll is jazz.
That's part
she's
of my name.
Yeah. Well, there's all a lot of things in the Catholic Church lately, and I was just thinking how the tradition is, you know, like George Cardinal Ratzinger. Actually, that's Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. They put the cardinal in the middle. We'll just call you Lara Jazz Driscoll. How's that? Although we could say that about anybody here. George Jazz Turner, et cetera, et cetera. And the leader of the group and bassist is Karim. I can't get your names right. Karim Yangsep. Sorry about that, Karim. So you've been playing a fair amount lately, yes?
Yes, Kevin. We basically,
you can stumble over my name. That's
basically the idea for the group, as all of us are full-time students, and a lot of the members of the group, Matt being one in particular, and
Matt Plaskoda.
Yeah. Everyone is so busy, so we kind of planned it out that we'll do one gig per month, and that's been working out very well for our group. We built up a huge body of repertoire, and thing about the gig on Sunday is that it'll last 4 hours.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a challenge.
And you're not repeating any of the tunes?
No.
Only by request.
Exactly. And so the idea is to the variety of the tunes that we play, and we would like to introduce the audience to just the depth of the material that we've prepared over the last year. So we're very excited about it.
And as you've talked before, as your name implies, and as I said at the introduction to the show, Bossa Nuevo is a combination of two styles of music, Bossa Nova, which a lot of people are familiar with, and Tango Nuevo, which some people may be less familiar with, but is getting to be more.
Unfortunately, last time we were here, we were not able to perform the latter part of our name.
What was up with that?
Yeah. But today we actually brought a piece by Astor Piazzolla, which we'll do as a second piece. And that implies our connection with Argentinian Tango Nuevo. And two of our members, George and Lara, actually perform in an authentic Tango Nuevo quintet. And you can hear them around town.
Which group is that?
It's Tango Espejo, run by Gerald Fowler.
Gerald Fowler, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have that connection of them being familiar with the repertoire. And just the general affection that I have for that music, we kind of scaled down the arrangements to fit our instrumentation. And it's a bit different, but I feel that music should not be encompassed into set arrangement. It should be. So we're liberating Piazzolla's music.
Well, and to be fair, you're not the first folks to have done that with his music.
True. I mean,
his music has been arranged for all kinds of ensembles, mm-hmm. and he sanctioned that.
So we're not purists. We look at it as musicians who pay tribute to the great composer.
Good. And I think we might be having your group on, the Gerald's group on at some time.
Yeah,
soon.
Coming up, I think.
Well, he just had a kidney stone taken care of, and so he was not eager to talk earlier this week when we talked about it, so wishing him well. Well, let's hear your first tune, which I guess, since the second's going to be the tango, the first must be a bossa nova.
Yeah, and this is a great composition by Antonio Carlos Jobim entitled Wave, and we'll do that first.
Bossa Nuevo here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you. A tune called Wave by Antonio Carlos Jobim, performed here by Bossa Nuevo on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The members who are with us on the program today, Mick Templeton is the sax player, George Turner the guitarist, Lara Driscoll pianist, and Karim Yengsep the bassist. And I'm just reading through your short biographies, which are nicely written here on the website, on the MySpace page, actually. And regarding Mick, the flutist and saxophonist, I'm just reading because you, Karim, I'm assuming you wrote these?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, I mean, you do a nice job of sort of explaining the role of all the instruments. And regarding the sax and flute, you say that it enriches the texture by harmonizing the melody line and interpreting the melodic information in his solos. But the key phrase here, the key word here was, it seems to me, the compositions are introduced by. And I noticed in that tune, mostly, Mick, you played the tune and then laid out and then came back in and a couple other times. Is that the standard formula in this kind of music, or just with your arrangements, or what?
I'd say that's a mixture of both. Sometimes, especially when I play flute, I will have an intro and I'll lay out for the course of the tune, and I'm more of a color instrument, but whereas on saxophone, sometimes I'll play the intro, but I'll also be more interactive throughout the course of the tune. So it just, it varies between being more of a color role and being more soloistic. So.
And you don't feel slighted by this whole thing.
And I have to say something about Mick's role in the group. He... along with our percussionist, Cody, Mick, throughout the gig, he, as you can see him doing right now, he has
actually,
to switch
I can,
between
but the
three
listeners
horns.
Can't.
Yeah. So, and although the timbre of alto and tenor and everything else is sort of similar, these are two different instruments, and Mick has been so great about just never raising an eyebrow when I ask him to play different things on different instruments. And yeah, so he does a lot of that doubling on various horns.
Yeah. You don't have your flute today. We're just doing two tunes. Mm-hmm. So we'll just be... we're stuck with saxophone for the sake of today. But, you know, you mentioned, Karim, a couple of other names, and we might as well say the other folks who are in the group and will be with you on Sunday at your gig at the Independent Media Center. Holly Holmes is the vocalist of the group. She's around quite a bit and with different groups and on her own. Matt Plaskota is the drummer, the drum set, and then Cody Jensen, you just referred to, plays lots of other different kinds of percussion instruments.
Yeah, the greatest thing about this group is that each member of this ensemble is so strongly assimilated into the Champaign-Urbana scene. And like George and Lara, Holly, Matt, myself even, everybody leads their own projects. Everybody's working on their things. And Bossa Nueva has become this outlet for the affection we have for this music. And so it brings people of different musical personalities, and that's what I love about this group.
Well, I enjoy it, too. I mean, it's been really fun to hear you these last couple times. Lara?
As a side note, we're very excited for Holly because she just won a Fulbright to
really?
Study in Brazil
wow.
next year.
Wow, that's
so
exciting.
So
if she comes back, she'll bring even
she won't be
even
for
more
a while.
Authenticity. Yeah, okay.
It's a year away, right?
But yeah.
Oh, a year from now, yeah. Well, that's really exciting. Congratulations to her, Holly Holmes.
Yeah, definitely.
Programs on FM 90.9 are made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center which includes unique and independently owned specialty shops, including Calico Jewelry and Pretty Nails. Coming up after our next tune, we have another guest with us, Dave Tamkin, who's a singer-songwriter from Chicago, living in Denver, and we'll be hearing him in a little while. But first, music of Astor Piazzolla.
So this this composition was released on La Camorra by Piazzolla's Quintet, and it was one of the pieces that just blew my mind and made me pay so much attention to his music, and would like to perform it here for you.
Soledad.
Yes.
Which means?
I like to translate it as solitude, but I might be wrong. It's whatever you want it to mean to you. That's how I
Well, let's give it a listen, and folks can decide as you play.
Thank you.
Soledad by Astor Piazzolla, played by Bossa Nuevo here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The members with us, Mick Templeton, saxophone, George Turner, guitar, Laura Driscoll, piano, and the band leader and bassist, Karim Yengsep. They're playing.
Kevin, thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
You've been so kind to us. And
our pleasure.
Hopefully we'll be back here soon.
I'm sure you will. And you'll hear them Sunday night at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 10, a four-hour show at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, located in the old post office building in downtown Urbana. Again, that starts at 6 o'clock. And coming up, singer-songwriter Dave Tamkin. Support for our program on FM 90.9 comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. Yesterday we had the group representing the show Celtic Crossroads, which was at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Last night I went to the show, and it was really phenomenally good. And I thought I'd share with you one of the tunes that they did on that show. This is, in fact, from a live show they did in their hometown of Galway, Ireland, at the Black Box Theater there. This is called Last of the Great Whales.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding.
We got a little bit of a second cut there from a live performance by the show Celtic Crossroads, which was in Charleston last night, gave a really splendid performance. We heard Last of the Great Whales and the beginning of Froggy's Bell here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That live performance came from 2007 in Galway, Ireland. Next up on the show, we have a singer-songwriter who is from Chicago originally. And currently living in Denver, Colorado.
I actually just moved up to Boulder.
Oh, you did?
Yes, it's a little piece of heaven just northwest of Denver.
And that's Dave Tamkin talking with me here in our studio. He was in Decatur last night doing a show at the Student Union there and is going to Palatine next.
Yep, be up at Lamplighters on Saturday night.
Saturday night. And then where from there?
I am going in the studio in Chicago for all day on Monday and then drive back to Boulder by hopefully Tuesday evening for another local show around town.
And I assume the studio is to put down some tracks for a CD?
Yep, working on a new album with some friends, so I'd like to get that out as fast as possible. It's just been a nice inspiration living out in Colorado, so songs are flowing a little bit faster than usual, which is nice, and just trying to keep up with it.
I'll have to get you to wave at some friends of mine who recently moved to Boulder also just this year, and they seem to really be loving it out there.
It's unbelievable.
Even with all the snow.
Yeah, before I left, about 10 inches in 8 hours. I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy.
That's incredible. Well, none of it has made it here, and I hope it stays that way because that's enough for one winter. I think it's been pretty cold around here. Well, give us a little background about yourself. How did you get into doing what you're doing?
I went to music school at DePaul University, and I've been playing probably out since before I was legally able to go to bars, and end up getting a business degree, went into the marketing field right after college and said, this isn't for me, and spent the last 8 years of my life touring the United States, playing wherever they'll take me. I've been on the road about 8 months out of the year, and just traveling and hopefully writing some good tunes that people can relate to, and been enjoying a good life for it.
So. You must like to drive.
I do, actually. I just got a new car in July, and I already have 30,000 miles on it, and I bought it with 35 miles on it.
Wow. So. Well, I'll ask you later what the car is. I'm a fan of cars, and I'm so always interested in knowing that. Do you have any particular themes that you tend to use in your songs, or just run the gamut?
Well, I'd like to say run the gamut, but I guess mostly finding yourself, love, and relationships, inner peace, I guess, is what everyone is always trying to find and be happy with themselves, and I guess that's a theme that runs throughout most of my songs.
What would you like to do first for us?
It's called Fly Me.
Dave Tamkin here on Live and Local.
Fly me, fly you around the world up to. Found me, lost you. Around we go again up to. Well, I won't make mistakes to leave me here again. Fly me, fly you. This is not something I want for you from me. Your eyes speak so differently. All I said was, your arm belongs to me. That this would be the end. Round, here we go again. I'm not gonna fight for us anymore. I'm not gonna die inside for us anymore. I'm not gonna waste the sand on us anymore. I'm gonna fly. Fly me, fly you. All these years add up to. Missing you, missing me. Two hearts never felt so weak. In my knees, I felt you drink. So much better, sweet. Taste the taste that lies beneath. Fly me.
Dave Tamkin, a song called Fly Me on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Do you do all your own songs or do you do covers now and then?
I'm definitely inspired by covers and try to emulate them the best of my ability, but not one of my strongest suits, I guess I would say. I enjoy definitely playing my own stuff.
Say Me, Say You.
Fly Me, Fly You.
But that's a song by somebody else.
It is.
Isn't it?
You learn something every day.
Yeah, who's that song?
I think it's Lionel Richie.
Is it Lionel Richie? Yeah.
Oh, that's good company. I'm in good company then.
Yeah. But I mean, the opening of that, that's what it reminded me of. So you said you're inspired by covers. I didn't know if that might have been in your mind or not. And I don't know the rest of the words to that song at all. I don't tend to remember words of songs. But enjoyed that. You said that you're doing, you're going up to Chicago to record with some friends. And I noticed on your website, both from reading and also doing some listening, that sometimes you're solo and sometimes you're with others.
Well, I'm very fortunate to be playing with the same musicians that I've been playing with for the last 10 years. Brian Sansom is a good friend of mine, drummer. Jason Van Leeuwen on violin, Wes Chihos on guitar and saxophone and whatever else he could come up with. Tom Galla, Michael Anji, and Michelle Hinneman. So if anything, I'd like to consider myself more in their band than them in my band, but it's definitely been an honor playing with them for so many years.
Do they have a band name?
It's just Dave Tamkin and Company when we play around, because the players switch so many times depending on their availability, but they're full-time musicians as well. So if the night's open and everything was planned in advance, it'll work out.
So too. You're the constant, hence your name on the front of it.
Yeah, it's definitely not an ego thing. It's just more, I guess, of a marketing thing.
Well, when you walked in to the studio, I thought, you know, this is not a serious egotist who just walked in the door. I don't know why I got that impression. I don't know.
That's
I hope
a compliment.
It's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, people wear themselves on their sleeves sometimes, and sometimes first impressions are right, and sometimes they're not. And And in any event, that song that you just sang sort of supported my impression. I enjoyed it. It's a you and me song.
Thank you.
And I want to be sure to give you time, since we had a little less than I had hoped, to do a couple more songs. What would you like to do next?
This is a short song. It's called Smile.
I feel like I'm pulling on both ends, holding on to something, little bit nothing, too much more. You can't start to feel the way I do unless you've been there before. I lost a little something, learned a little something, what I'm not sure. There's nothing I can say, there's nothing I can do, when everything I had seems like a little dream with you. I'm pulling all the paintings down, trying to escape the cinema sheets and night smoke you could not take. You can't start to feel the same unless you laid here before. I'm building a little something, I lost a little something, what I'm not sure. There's nothing I can say, there's nothing I can do, when everything I had seems like a little dream with you. Everything I lost compares to everything I've gained. There's nothing left for you except the memory of your name. The memory of your name. I can't stop turning pages, looking for a storm. Something you left unturned, a little strength I find alone. And if I find you where I left you, the moment you cease to care, I hope I have the strength to smile. Have the strength to smile.
The beat of that one especially.
Thank you.
Dave Tamkin, a song called Smile, performing here on Live and Local. You said it earlier, just talking about your background, that you started out in music school. What was your focus?
Classical guitar.
Classical guitar.
Yep.
So it explains why you've got a few chops there.
It always intrigued me that you can make a guitar sound like there's two people playing it. But except for the recitals at the end, I mean, I couldn't see anyone tapping their foot or really expressing themselves in the way that I was trying to get them to express themselves. So classical guitar ended up not being the route for me, because I wanted people to tap their foot while they were listening. I needed more emotion. And classical music for me, although I could understand the emotion behind it, I love it. And I just really couldn't feel it from, I guess, an artist's standpoint. I couldn't get that emotion that I wanted out of an audience, or at least see it to validate what I wanted when I wrote a song. Does
yeah,
that make any sense? Or did I just talk myself in circles?
No, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Last fall at the Granite Center, as they've done every few years, I forget how many, they had a big guitar festival. And most of the groups were not classical. The vast majority were not classical. All kinds of guitarists. And so I heard a couple of those shows. And then I also saw one of the ones that was mostly classical. They had the Brazil guitar duo, who were wonderful, and they had some nice feel to them. And then they had the Brazil guitar quartet, I think they were called, which was very classical. And
amazing.
It's exactly how I felt, actually, watching that. It was just too quiet, too still, no response, too serious. And then there was another group, another guitarist whose name I'm afraid I will not remember, who also had a singer with him. They were from South America. And all of a sudden, there was the beat, there was a response. And I felt exactly as you just described.
Because you feel it. You feel the
energy.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's got to come back to you. You know, if you're putting it out, you want it coming back. Whether you're playing classical or anything else, and there's too many, you get polite applause and... Yeah, as somebody who was raised and works mostly classically, there's something that is sometimes missing.
Yeah, from and it feels good. When, I mean, they put as much time and effort to make it sound as beautiful as they do to get that feedback. They earned it. They earned that applause. They earned that energy. And that, I mean, I guess, you know, you said no ego, but I guess that's where the ego does come into play, that sometimes as a musician you just want to feel like, oh, I felt it, did you? And then to get that response back.
Well, you're putting yourself out there. You, I mean, you've put yourself into it, into the music, and then you're putting it out to the audience. And if nothing comes back, you feel like you just gave it all away.
Yeah.
Which is generous, but...
Sometimes it feels good to get a pat on the back.
Yeah, exactly. You also said you got a, you ended up getting a degree in marketing and business, and I imagine that's doing you some good right about now as you're trying to market yourself.
I've used it every day, so... It's. I'm glad it was a decision I made to, you know, drop the music major and go after the business major. Yes, it was definitely a great move, and I've learned a lot from it, and I value the knowledge I have for having that business background.
So in the realm of marketing, what's your web address?
DaveTamkin.com, T-A-M-K-I-N.
And so, folks can buy CDs?
Definitely,
and...
you can find everything, music on the iTunes and... on the iTunes, on the iTunes and everything
and
else.
And some T-shirts, I think
I saw. Yeah, T-shirts too. And then also I have another site called headabovemusic.com where musicians come together to kind of just give each other tips on how to make life easier. And that's a project I'm really passionate about as well. So,
Dave Tamkin is headed up to Palatine, Illinois to do a gig there and then do some recording in Chicago and then back to his... still fairly new home in Boulder, Colorado?
Yeah, I hope to call it home one day. Chicago right now will always be my home, but it's definitely a beautiful place to live.
In Boulder, yeah. My friends keep inviting their friends here to visit, and so maybe I'll do that at some point because I've never been out there. It should be very nice. Okay, well, we're here to have you play live, so we've got a few minutes left. What else would you like to do?
This is a newer one. It's called Drift. Down the east, I let you go. I'm thinking, drink you up in dreams. You felt the me completely. Still to the west, you weighed upon my chest. One more real day, wasted with you.
pulling down the west. Taste upon my lips. Can we agree? You were made for me.
Dave Tamkin on Live and Local. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for the invitation, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Weather in just a moment. News headlines at a minute past and classical music at 106.